Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
There's a good possibility there's going to be a quarterback change. Everybody's assuming that is, in fact, going to be Jackson Dart. I just don't get the feel that this is in accordance to what the plan was coming into the year. I know things change, but after just 3 weeks, I wouldn't be doing it yet, making the transition to Jackson Dart.
So we should be surprised. Like, this is rushed and this is desperate. What else did we expect here? I'm with you. I mean, you hear that yesterday. I don't think Russell Wilson's playing quarterback this week. It sounds like he's going to make a move here. And to me, the questions I would ask, number one, what's the motivation? Is it because clearly Dart's the best option, or is it to silence the detractors and the noise? Right. Number two, is he truly ready? And number three, Sal, and this might be the biggest one, what's ownership's role in this decision if this decision's made? It just seems hasty. Nobody should be surprised. I mean, you know, when you're desperate and times are bleak, you do things that you probably speed timelines up, I guess is what I'm trying to say here. So I don't love it. I would, if it's Dart, I would not play Jackson Dart. I would not do it myself, but it seems like that's the direction they're going in, and I don't think it's the right move. I think it's too early.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If you had a plan, even after you lost the first 3 weeks, okay, well, what good is it going to Jackson Dart now? You could make a case, I mean, that they feel like Jackson Dart. We talked about this yesterday, the offense to have more sustained success could be led by Jackson Dart. Could be. You have no idea. But you also can make the case that their season at 0-3 is over. So Jackson Dart could come in and light the league on fire, and they're still not going to be a playoff team. There's no way the Giants are winning enough football games to be a playoff team. So why not wait? And the idea that, like, oh, wow, Russell Wilson's finished. Dude, he just threw for 450 bleeping yards in week two. He's finished now? Now he's done? Like, I know that he wasn't very good in week three. It wasn't all his fault. The Giants haven't been good as a team, period, for years. Look, so now we're going to blame the quarterback again. How'd that work when we did that with Daniel Jones? So now it's Russell Wilson's finish. The guy who literally just threw for 450 yards, throwing deep balls that were the most beautiful thing that we've seen in years from either New York quarterback. And yet he's toast. And even if he is, to me, that's not the primary factor here. If you're trying to draft and develop a quarterback and you have a plan, whether the plan is right or wrong, it's their plan. Mara hires people, Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, to come up with their plan. Let them do what they got to do. Obviously, we're in year four of their plan, and it hasn't gone according to plan or hasn't gone well, but this was the first time they drafted their young quarterback. Their plan was to start Russell Wilson the majority of this season. And after three losses to start the year, they're going to go away from that, whether it's for Jameis Winston, which I would not do, whether it's for Jackson Dart. Like, that does not make any sense to
me. Well, but Sal, this is the danger, and we knew this, and we told everybody, we warned everybody. This is about self-preservation. That's what this is about right here. It's about a head coach who has one more bullet to fire to try to save his behind. I mean, I don't know how else to say it here, and certainly change perception. Now, I myself, I don't, whether he's washed, whatever, I think Russell Wilson was awful the other night. I thought he was pretty bad against the Commanders. The Cowboys' defense is putrid. Not to take away the performance, he made some great throws, but even in the overtime, he made some mistakes here. So I don't think that Russell Wilson really gives the Giants any chance to win against, really win at all. But that really shouldn't matter because,
but
again,
he didn't give him a chance to win week two.
No, I get that. But again, you look at the three game sequence here. Right. Commanders, they did nothing offensively. And then to me, it's hard to justify. And this is the needle that they're trying to thread, and it's going to be very hard to do. How do you look in if you're honest with yourself here, Sal, and you stand up there and you address the team and every decision you make is for the betterment of the team, how do you look at the Giants this week and say Russell Wilson is still our best option at quarterback based on that sequence inside the tight red zone the other night? That was so bad.
But, BT, quarterbacks play poorly all the time.
Understood.
They're on quarterback. It's week three. Like, that's a drastic aversion from your plan.
Yeah.
They didn't have to go sign Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. They could have started one, or signed Jameis Winston and said, all right, he's going to be our starter, and a few weeks in, if things go wrong, we're going to turn over Jackson Dart. That was not the plan. So to go away from that because Russell Wilson threw a couple balls into the stands at the end of the game.
Well, let me ask you this. What was the reason behind signing Jameis Winston? I mean, why is Jameis Winston here? Now, to me, it's been a very interesting sequence. We thought it would be Russell 1, Jameis 2, Jackson Dart 3 on the depth chart. And then eventually, and I remember saying this over the summer, like, there's got to be a point, I didn't think it would happen right away, but there's got to be a point where, you know, he leapsfrogged Dart into the 2 spot, so he's at least getting some meaningful reps in practice. Otherwise, the kid's going to be holding water all year. He's not going to get better. So they did that quicker than I thought. And I commend him for that because they thought that he was ready to take that step. But when you make him the number 2, you're also saying we think he's ready to play NFL football, which I'm not so sure that I agree with here.
Right.
To me, it was more of a practice thing. If Jameis Winston's on the roster, I would put, and he is, I would play if you're going to make a change, and I would. I really did think that Russ was awful the other night, so I would sit him. I would play Jameis Winston. I just don't know what the owner's saying right now. Like, I really don't. I don't know what the conversation is inside the Giants building, because the sound, Sal, like when you close your eyes and you listen to a fan base and you have 30,000 Chiefs fans taking over the joint and calling us up, and not that you should always make decisions based on what they're saying on the radio, what you say, what I say, what fans say, what they chant in the stadium, but the optics 3 weeks in are already untenable for the Giants, and you know that Mara's getting antsy. You know it.
Well, I think if they do make a change, it is not. I don't believe. Now, I could be wrong. I don't believe that Brian Daboll on his own is ready to make a quarterback change in week 4. Nor do I think that that is a sane decision. I mean, you're talking about Jameis Winston. Dude, Jameis Winston stinks. He stinks. He's a backup. Like that is. So what are we going to do? Just start changing quarterbacks every time somebody has a bad game? I mean, the guy literally, I don't understand what needs to be seen. He literally threw for 450 yards. Like, that is not an accident. Not every quarterback in the league currently, the best of them can do what Wilson did. It doesn't mean that Russell Wilson is going to win a Super Bowl, but it does mean he has won one. And a week ago, he did have an incredible day. So now we're making him the fall guy. I don't even like Russell Wilson. But the answer, Jameis Winston's the answer after 3 weeks or somebody else. Like, that to me, it just does not make any sense whatsoever. What happens then if you go to Jackson Dart and he stinks? Then what? Oh, we got to. Like, if you're going to Jackson Dart, it shouldn't be because you think that the starting quarterback isn't good enough. It should be because you believe it is time that he is ready. And if I believe that the Giants thought that, then I don't believe that they would have kept Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston both on the roster to date if they thought that Jackson Dart could be starting games in going into week 4.
Ah, man. This is the worst spot to be in. This is just a very unenviable spot, but I don't even feel badly for the Giants, Al, because they made their own bed for all the things that we talked about, we knew that we were coming here. I didn't think we'd get here this quick, right? But here we are, and now it's a decision that's going to be made, and I do think that Russell Wilson's going to get benched. You can hear Daboll yesterday. You just know. It sounded that way.
You think it's coming from him?
No, I don't, right. which is equally dangerous, right. Which is another problem, which is why the Giants are an unmitigated disaster, one of the many reasons. But to me, it's almost not... See, if it's Jameis Winston, I think you do two things. Number one, you keep the kid on ice and you protect him a little bit longer, which I'm trying to do.
Right.
I think you and I are on the same page with that. I'm trying to protect him and not throw him out there to give the fans a pound of flesh. But I'm going to go to him when I believe that he's truly ready. And maybe more specifically, the rest of my team around him is truly ready. Okay. So that's number one. But I do think that you can also satisfy the emotion of the Giants fan base, which is part of the calculus. And it's not Russell Wilson's fault. He's played 3 games. One was great. The other two were pedestrian. But if you bench him and you play Jameis, I think, and this is sad that we're at this point, I think you give the Giant fans like this temporary respite from anger. And at least you continue to protect Dart. but you at least get a different quarterback. I'm not saying it's the right, it's a good equation, but here we are.
I still don't believe that that's what Giant fans want. I don't think this is about Russell Wilson.
I don't think
they
want to see Russell Wilson anymore. I really don't.
I don't think it's about Russell Wilson. I need to understand something. Why is Russell Wilson? Why does everybody hate Russell Wilson all of a sudden?
I don't think it's that. No.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's about Russell Wilson. So then why is
it? But it is. As long as he's playing, it's partially, even if it's unfair, it's about Russell Wilson because he's playing.
To me, it's about Jackson Dart. Everybody wants to see Jackson Dart. They were excited about the draft pick. They were excited about the preseason. They're not excited about Russell Wilson or the Giants' results. And I understand that, not being excited about the results. Yeah. They want to see the future now. Like, Jameis Winston, to me, doesn't solve any of that. As a matter of fact, he's worse than Russell Wilson. But, in my mind, if they're not separating the two, I'm talking about the Giants themselves, they are making a major mistake.
Oh, yeah, they very well might be making a mistake.
Whether it's the owner meddling, whether it's the head coach making
the decision. Well, it doesn't surprise you, does it?
But
that's what they've done for the last decade.
It's 3 weeks into the year. Geno Smith has sucked as well. Are the Raiders all of a sudden going to bench him for the backup quarterback? This does not make sense. Since when? I know that we're impatient, living in an impatient world and all that stuff, and society, nobody's got an attention span, all that stuff. Since when, after 3 weeks of football, one of which the quarterback had a historic day, to a point, his day was so good that you, not me, you, the majority of you, thought the Giants were going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. That's how good Russell Wilson was in week two. Think about that for a second, BT, how funny that is. Russell Wilson lit up the Cowboys defense, and everybody was saying, whether it was Boldy, Kyle Brand, you know the people, you picked the Giants yourself. Everybody gets picks wrong. I'm just saying, it was so good in week two, Russell Wilson, that people actually thought the Giants, who barely could win a game in 10 years, were going to beat the perennial Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. That's laughable. So we go from that to now Russell Wilson is washed and he's awful. And he wasn't good.
I got you. But you know why? And I'm not even saying that this is right. I'm actually just saying that this is dangerous. Why I think that this is changing is because now they're embarrassed. Right. And when ownership gets, and they've been embarrassed for a while, and that should never be the motivation to do something that we could classify as reckless or cavalier or too early if it is indeed Jackson Dart. That's the only reason why I'm saying kind of throw Jameis out there. You don't really care if he doesn't play well, or God forbid if he gets hurt. Not that you want to see him get hurt, but you want to keep the kid in bubble wrap a little bit longer. So when I just think when people get embarrassed, they lose focus and they lose clarity and they become petulant and they become impulsive. And I think that that's what, with all due respect to the Giants ownership, I think that that's what's happening right now. That sound, again, the other night, the first home game of the year, it sounded bad. It sounded unacceptably off. And I think the reaction is going to be to do something stupid.
Right. I was going to say, we both agree. Whether we disagree about Jameis or Russell
Wilson. I would just play Jameis. Yeah, that's where we disagree.
BT and Sal, the fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Cologne is calling for...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Hawthorne, New Jersey. What's up, Cologne?
Listen, I'm Jackson Dart. You know, I would start him now because to get him ready for next week, a winnable game against the Saints. Because if you wait another week and then start Jackson Dart against the Saints, whether he's good or bad that game, he's got to turn around 4 days later to play the Eagles on a Thursday night, and he's not going to be ready for that game. So I would start now just to get him ready to possibly win against the Saints.
I mean, I listen, Cologne, I hear what you're saying and appreciate the call there. I think that that's the wrong motivation myself. Not that you shouldn't try to win. Of course you should. That's the objective. And at, certainly at the professional level, it's big boy territory. Guys spend a lot of money on the product. I get that. But, you know, winning a game is not at the top of my resume or my agenda right now for Jackson Dart. It is making sure that they don't ruin him.
Right.
And I don't think he's ready to play yet. Now, well, I don't know that I'm right, but I just don't think that he's ready to go.
Well, by the way, if he's ready to play now or not ready to play now, you think he's going to be ready to play the Eagles in 2 weeks? Like, no, that doesn't make any sense. Cologne saying he wants him to start now so he could get ready to ready. For,
I know.
And then again, figure out what they're trying to do. Are the Giants still trying to win football games? I believe the answer is going to be yes. If they are, then they should stick to their plan, even at 0-3. See what happens this week against the Chargers. Maybe they could have Russell Wilson actually throw it to Malik Nabers and complete some passes and go beat the Chargers. Like, they're not unbeatable. I don't think it's likely, but they're not unbeatable. We'll see what happens here. But if they're not trying to win games, it's just about developing the quarterback, then once you make that decision to go to Jackson Dart, the results become irrelevant. It's not about winning games. It's about learn. Like, there are going to be rookie lumps here. Jackson Dart's going to make some mistakes. Like, are people just thinking Jackson Dart's going to come in and be unstoppable? Like, the RPO is going to be unstoppable? Like, we've never seen that before with quarterbacks four more skilled than Jackson Dart? Was he going to take the league by storm? Like, my God, we may not have seen that with the Giants, but we've seen that around the league. And look what the Lions did to Lamar Jackson last night, slowing him down. Like, you know what? Jackson Dart can't be stopped? I mean, come on.
You know what it is, Sal? I don't think that it's that the Giant fan has the expectations totally out of whack and they think that Dart's going to flip their fate this year. I don't think it's that. Now, certainly there's always intrigue with young players and a freshness and a newness, and there's just a different bounce with young athletes. We know that. I think it's more the Giant fan just wants some hope big picture down the road.
Which is fair, but it's still there, even though you're not seeing it yet.
Well, it's but it's not there. Really there. It's there, but it's not. It's only look, there until he's under center doing something. You know what I mean? Otherwise, it's just a notion.
Think about it, though, this way, BT, that people wanted this before week one. Like, this is that's what I'm saying. It's not about Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson in his last performance Sunday night gave more reason for Giant fans to be more over the top.
He was bad.
About making a change
he
now.
He was bad.
Understood, but he was great in week two. Like, you either.
So was Caleb Williams, though, against that Dallas Cowboys defense. Four touchdowns. Right. I mean, again, you do what you do. You throw for 450. You throw some moonball touchdowns. I'm not taking away from Russ. I'm really not. It was a fun game, and he was awesome. We've never saw Eli have a game like that. I get you, or Phil, or anybody. Understood.
It wasn't sustainable.
But
we knew
God,
that.
This Cowboys defense, when you make Caleb Williams look good, I mean, it's got to mitigate it to an extent. It's got to at least contextualize what Russell Wilson did a couple of weeks ago against Dallas.
I mean, the Cowboys have played. Well, how many yards did Jalen Hurts throw for? And Caleb Williams looked good, but how many yards did they throw for? Like, I'm not saying that Russell Wilson's great and he's the answer. I'm
saying
that
their
plan was to stick with Russell Wilson as the starting quarterback.
We don't know what the plan was.
Well,
what was the plan?
The plan, Russell Wilson's the starting quarterback. That was
I know,
plan.
But for how long? And think about this. Like, you don't think, and I don't know the answer to this, but don't you think that the more that Daniel Jones plays well, the more that Mara gets pissed off?
Yeah, of course.
So that's why when we ask the question, who's driving the car on this ultimate decision? To think that it's Dable 100% is ridiculous. But, I don't think if anybody thinks that, you're nuts.
But
there's no way it's Dable's. There's no way he's making this call by himself.
I think common sense would tell you that that's probably not the case, and I think that's even a bigger issue than whoever starts
this
week. Randy calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Randy?
So just stick with me for a few seconds, guys. First of all, I can't believe this. I had to pull over. I can't believe that I actually agree with the two of you on what you're saying because I'm totally against what you ever say, but I love we're on the same page. The question is, and I'm not a Giants fan, can Russell Wilson teach Dart something? I don't want to see Dart, who I like, to become another Sam Darnold. They throw him into the fire. They gave him absolutely nothing, and then they bring in Gase, the quarterback whisperer, which screwed up the whole team. I just think the Giants fans need to be patient. Let this kid learn. Wherever the season takes you this year, it does. But next year, hopefully you're on a better track. I mean, what do you guys have to say about that?
Well, Randy, here's the thing, and good call. I think, now, I don't know the exact numbers. I know that, you know, some people on the air here, they want to see Jackson Dart. I get that. That's their opinion. Respect it, whatever. I wouldn't play him. That's fine. I don't think that the overwhelming opinion by Giant fans right now is that they want to shove Dart into the Week 4 matchup. I don't know. If I'd love to say, if I said to you, Sal, right now, it's it's 60-40, you know, 55-45, start that. You see, I don't feel that. I can't prove that, but I feel like those who want Dart to play are loud, but I feel like there's an overwhelming sensibility that he's not ready yet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody can know if he's ready yet. Fans, media, we don't know. I don't even know if the team could know. They could think. They maybe have a much more educated guess than a lot of us can have, but nobody really knows until you go out there. So I think fans want to see him. By the way, I want to see him myself. Like, I'm excited for it, too. You think I'd rather watch, like, think of the options. Would you rather watch Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, or Jackson Dart Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock?
We know the answer, yeah, okay. But it's not the right answer. That's what's scary.
Correct. I'm trying to do the right thing, and I hope that Dable sticks to his guns, sticking with their plan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.